I'm Dr. Robert Mather. Welcome to my podcast. My podcasts are available exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com. Today is Friday, March 18th, 2022. My Texas Tech Red Raiders are winning 77-44 on this Friday afternoon. It's a wonderful day to be a Red Raider, but some things are more important than basketball, believe it or not. I thought I'd talk a little bit about some of the local elections and candidates that are in need of our support as they push for conservative values throughout the school systems. We'll talk a little bit about school boards here. There are three candidates that have caught my attention for a while, and they are in very important elections coming up. The elections are April 5th, 2022, and they will be able to use all the support that they can get. These three candidates are all fighting for parents to have a voice. They're fighting for curriculum transparency, and they're fighting for accountability for the board to the people, which are things that are lacking at the local level. The Democrats and the progressives have done a very thorough job of their long march through the institutions, as they've promised to do for 50 years, and taking over positions in higher education, in lower ed, in city planning, everything you can think of. And it's our time to fight back now. Three candidates I want to talk about here with, like I said, important elections on April 5th. First one I want to talk about is Michael Grande. And so Michael Grande is a good friend, fantastic guy. He's fighting for all the right things when it comes to leadership with the school board. He's had kids that have been in the public schools. He's had kids in private school. He understands what the public schools should be and what they should not be. And he will fight for, again, curriculum transparency, where parents understand and have a say in what is being taught to their children and are not scorned and ridiculed and made fun of and mocked at school board meetings for standing up and trying to fight for their children. He will fight for all of our children in the Edmond Public Schools, and I think he's a fantastic, smart, conservative that's worthy of your support. His website is grande5.com. I'll put it in the notes, which are sometimes hard to find on my website, but grande5.com is his website, Michael Grande. He is worth your support for sure. Another candidate outside of Oklahoma is Ryan Mueller in the Burlington Area School District in Wisconsin. He fights for all those same things. As you can see, a theme for the things that that catch my eye, right? Curriculum transparency, parents having a voice and not being mocked and ridiculed for standing up for their children, and the accountability of the board to the people. And so both of these friends and gentlemen will make sure that parents' voices are heard. And that's the first step for conservatives to start winning back some of the culture war that has been thrust upon us. And so many of us kind of step aside and cede small amounts of ground. And Michael Knowles talked a lot about this in Speechless, how conservatives say, fine, take this. I don't really care about this small thing. And the small things add up. And the next thing you know, we're having to have strong leaders come out of the woodwork to try to take these school board positions and other types of things. Third candidate I want to talk about is Cheryl Williams here in Edmond, Oklahoma. Cheryl's website's a little harder to find. And Ryan's website. Sorry, Ryan's Ryan Mueller for BASD.com. And that's M-U-E-L-L-E-R for BASD, Burlington Area School District, .com. Cheryl Williams here in Edmond. Cheryl is big on, you know, the issues of not having virtual school, but having in-person school, not forcing kids to wear masks, and not having critical race theory in our schools. And those are very important issues to conservatives. She is an experienced individual and candidate who has done many things in the public schools, from being PTO mom to leading trips of kids for choir and things like that. She's been highly involved throughout her career, and she's just tired of the direction that the schools are taking and is the type of leadership that we need to step up into our local school boards and make a difference for conservatives. So I recommend that you take a look at supporting her. Hers is a little trickier to find. It's Cheryl for EPS, Edmond Public Schools, Cheryl for EPS2.godaddysites.com, and I'll put that in the notes as well. These candidates are definitely worth your consideration for supporting. I don't benefit anything from this other than in my community and then in other communities where Ryan's at. We have conservatives in positions that are desperately in need of conservative voices and really just giving the voice back to the parents who should have it anyway and how their children are being educated. Public education seems to have left the public out of it, and it seems to be appealing only to union interests and progressive interests. Over half the country are conservatives by pretty much any poll you look at. when you draw the line that includes independents picking a side with conservative or liberal. So over half the country's not represented in these discussions of curriculum and are mocked and scorned by it because those in power have a vested interest in making sure that the rest of us stay silent, and we're not doing that anymore. And that scares them, and so they mock and ridicule us, and we push forward and try to win back our seats and have our voices. Which takes me to another point. Somebody who's running for office at a local level, they lose no matter what, right? They've identified their politics. It becomes difficult for them in the community in a lot of different ways. There's no major glory that comes from winning a school board seat. There's just the reward of being able to help other people. But there's no glory that comes from these positions. And so I'm thankful that there are people willing to step up to the plate and put their reputations in some ways on the line to go out and fight for all of us. I mean, we need more of that. So anyway, I applaud these three candidates, Michael Grande, Ryan Mueller, and Cheryl Williams, and hope you consider looking at supporting them or candidates like them wherever you're at. My podcasts are available exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com.